Quit saying I'm tired. Say I have the life of God. The life of God is working in me. The Spirit of God is quickening my mortal flesh. I'll live and not die, and I'll live out the full number of my days. Glory to God. Say words from God.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
The words you speak will determine the path your life takes. On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland from Healing School and find out how confessing words of health and healing can change your situation. Now, here's Gloria.
Look at Proverbs 16. Look at verse 6. By mercy and love, truth and fidelity to God and man, iniquity is purged out of our heart, and by the reverent, worshipful fear of the Lord, men depart from evil or avoid evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 20 says, he who deals wisely and heeds God's word and counsel shall find good. And whoever leans on and trusts in and is confident in the Lord, happy, blessed, and fortunate is he. We ought to live this life down here where we're ready to go at any moment. Amen. Walking in love, keeping the word of God with our body armor on. Thank you, Jesus. Look at Isaiah 40. While we're here, we want to stay strong, stay well. We don't have to get weak because we can live on the word of God. Isaiah 40, well, look at 29. He gives, in the Amplified, it says, he gives power, talking about the creator of the earth, he gives power to the faint and weary. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall feebly stumble and fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord, that would be you and me, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift up their wings and mount up close to God as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. Isn't it great that it's unscriptural for you and me to be tired? We ought not be tired. Don't expect to be tired. You don't have to be tired to die. Just leave. All right, I'm going to read that in the New Living. Have you never heard or understood? Don't you know that the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth? He never grows faint or weary. Why? He's a spirit. What are we? We're spirits. We live in a natural body. But the spirit, the born again part of us that's indwelt by the Holy Ghost, is stronger and more powerful than the body. So our spirit, our born again spirit, can give life to our body. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to those who are tired and worn out. I won't ask for a show of hands, but if there's anybody in here who's tired and worn out, there's your scripture. He'll give you power. How does the King James talk about it? He'll quicken your mortal flesh. Glory to God. Quicken your mortal flesh. If your mortal flesh is getting too lazy, too slow, too tired, spend more time in the Word. And let that Word of God quicken your mortal flesh. Put the right words in your mouth. Quit saying, I'm so tired, I just don't know what to do. Quit saying I'm tired. Say I have the life of God. The life of God is working in me. The Spirit of God is quickening my mortal flesh. I'll live and not die, and I'll live out the full number of my days. Glory to God. Say words from God. They're scriptural, spiritual, out of the Spirit words that can go in our eyes, our ears, get into our heart, come out our mouth, power. He gives power to those who are tired and worn out. He offers strength to the weak. Even the young ones, even the youths will become exhausted, and young men will give up. Young men, it's not scriptural for you to give up. But those who wait on the Lord, what's that mean, wait on the Lord? Who pay attention to the Lord, who spend time with the Lord, who spend time in His Word. You go to the Word of God. You spend time in the Word of God. You say, well, I have to go to work every day. Well, most everybody goes to work every day. I mean, what do you do when you have to go to work every day? You get up an hour earlier than you've been getting up, and you spend some time in the Word. And your body will be better off for it. Your spirit will be stronger. Your circumstances will be better. Your finances will increase. Why? Because you spent time with the Word and you increased, you believe what you read in there. It increased your faith. It influenced your words. Instead of saying, I don't know how we're going to pay these bills, you begin to say, my needs are met according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is my Savior, and God meets my needs according to His riches in glory by my Savior, Christ Jesus. You've heard these people all week, Jerry and Jesse, and all of us started out without anything. I mean, I don't know if they had debt. I assume they did, but we started out not just even, but we started out in debt because that's the only thing we knew. We didn't know how to believe God for cash to pay for anything. You know, I was only a child when I married, so it's all Ken's fault. But to tell you the truth, it was his notes that I inherited when I married him. But you know, we found out about the Word. We started, you know our story. I won't tell it again. But it'll work for anybody that'll do it. And we didn't know much. We began to learn about faith when we moved to Tulsa, and then things speeded up. But you're already there, hallelujah. You know about faith. Take the books and the tapes and the, you know, all the people that we have at the Believers Convention that minister to you, they're all faith people. They're all people that have what they have because they have acted and believed the Word of God. And they've been out there successfully acting on the Word, believing God for a long time. All of us, all the speakers in this meeting have been that way. Because, you know, we started out years and years and years ago. And so we have experience behind us. We're not telling you that something we hope is going to be true. We're telling you something that we have lived 20, 30, 40 years plus. And God has always, always come through. Was it as soon as we wanted? Not always. Not always the next day. Not always as soon as we wanted. But it always was soon enough to get us out of a jam. Hallelujah. And then we learned, of course, as you know our testimony, we learned, and you should learn also, if you don't already know it, how to live without debt. Glory to God. He gives power to those who are tired and worn out. If anybody's in that condition, here's your scripture. That's Isaiah 40:29. Even the youths will become exhausted and the young men will give up. But those who wait are served. Or minister to the Lord, or receive from Him, or spend time with Him, they will find new strength. Thank God there's new strength. Bless the Lord. Now, when you find out how to do that, and then it says, they'll fly high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. We're running and not growing weary. Hallelujah. They will walk and not faint. How come? Because they've got new strength. Spiritual strength. Strength that comes from the Word of God. So I want to admonish you as you go home from this meeting. I want to admonish you to stay active in the Word. Don't wait till Sunday when you go to church to get the Word. Get up earlier. Pray. You know, one thing that changed my mind, I've told you about it. I probably told you about it this week. But I'll just say it once again because it was so outlandish at the time. But I was believing for John, my son, to straighten up and fly right. And I didn't know. He really drove me to prayer. He drove me to prayer. I guess I should give him a dinner of appreciation or something, because he did stir me up. And I could see he was going the wrong way, and he wasn't doing what he knew to do. And I was concerned about him. I was concerned about him. Well, it came into my heart, pray an hour a day in the Spirit. And I started out, because of John, praying an hour a day in the Spirit, way back there. I don't even remember what year now, but way back there, when he was a teenager. And he's played an important part of my spiritual life, when you get right down to it. And, when a boy's teenager and, you know, he's out, you can't lock him up, because then the police would come get you. And so you just have to deal with it. And that's the way the Lord taught me to deal with it. Well, of course, you know John turned out great. He's a strong man of God, and God is faithful. But he is the reason that I started praying in the Spirit an hour every day. And you know, it wasn't long till he had a turnaround either. It didn't take very long. I mean, when you pray in the Spirit, you don't know exactly what you're praying. But you know you're praying according to the will of God. But that was the thing that was on my heart when I started doing that. And after, of course, he got straightened out, praying an hour a day was such a habit and had been such a blessing in my life, I didn't think about just saying, okay, John's okay now, I can quit and sleep another hour. No, it had affected me. It had affected my life too many ways to quit. And you get used to it, you know. At first, I remember it was wintertime. It was cold. I remember where we were living. I remember where I'd go pray in the mornings. And I'd have to get up in the dark and go pray. Man, it was hard. I didn't want to get up. It was cold, wintertime, and I wanted to snuggle up and sleep. But, you know, God dropped that in my heart. And it has been, I think, a major thing in my life, because I spent that time in prayer. And of course, we talked about earlier in the week, you spend time in the Word also every day. What if you just pray 15 minutes a day? What if you just do whatever God tells you in your heart to do? Just do that. Give him some time, though, every day to strengthen you. Because it's our contact with him. It's our time with him. It's our giving him a way in that lets him come in and help us in our lives. Amen? And you'll never regret. Any time you set aside to spend in your spiritual life and to spend time with God, it will pay you such great dividends. You will never, ever regret it. Hallelujah. Now, Isaiah says he gives power to those who are tired and worn out. He offers strength to the weak. Even the youths will become exhausted, and the young men will give up. But those who wait on the Lord will find new strength. In other words, those who wait on the Lord won't give up. They won't quit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They won't become exhausted. Why? Because we are a spirit. God is a spirit. We contact him in our prayer time and in our spirit to spirit. So we get strength from him. And every moment you give to God and to his word, it will pay great dividends. Let me see. I don't think I read this yesterday, but here's the opposite of it. Of spending time with God, of living with God, of living like the world lives. I'm telling you, the world's crazy. You ought to be able to figure that out without a whole lot of discernment. They're crazy. You follow them, you'll end up crazy. The Lord has made everything to accommodate itself and contribute to its own end and his own purpose. Even the wicked are fitted for the day of calamity and evil. Everyone proud and arrogant is disgusting, hateful, exceedingly offensive to the Lord. Be assured, they will not go unpunished. By mercy and love and truth and fidelity to God and man, iniquity is purged out of the heart. Now, the purer we are in our life, the more we obey God, the more blessing it lets in. God's not going to bless wickedness. He's not going to bless disloyalty. He's not going to bless craziness like the world is. By mercy, love, and truth, the more we yield to mercy, and we're merciful, the more we walk in love, the love of God, the more we obey truth and loyalty to God and to man. You have to treat God right and you have to treat men right. It says, iniquity is purged out of the heart, and by reverent, worshipful fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, this is a powerful scripture with a great promise. When a man's ways please the Lord, that would be that you're walking in the light, you're doing what he's telling you to do, you're pleasing him. He makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Think of that. Even your enemies to be at peace with you. A man's mind plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps and makes them sure. So when we spend in contact with the Spirit of God, through the Word of God, through talking to God, and listening to what He says, God is able to make our steps sure. He's able to bring the plans that He has, His good plans that He has. I would never have dreamed that this was God's plan for my life when I was growing up. I didn't come from a spiritual family. I mean, my family was not spiritual at all. I think my mother got born again as a child, but she didn't really know anything much about the scripture. And I had no spiritual background. I went to a church that, when I went, that Kenneth says is famous for believing nothing. And I won't tell you what that is, but it's about right. And I just didn't have any spiritual background. I just didn't know. But I tell you, when I began to hear the Word of God and I began to get revelation and understand, even before we met Brother Hagin, we had heard some truth, but not enough to prosper on, if you know what I mean. But we did know some truth. We'd been born again, filled with the Spirit. We just didn't have much knowledge of the Word until we sat under Brother Hagin's ministry. But things had improved, and God had improved us a great deal by that time, but not nearly like we wanted, because we didn't know anything. We didn't gain a whole lot of ground until we began to learn about faith. And that's why it's hard for you to come hear us if we don't talk about faith, because that's where the good life really started. Now, the born-again life, that's the good life, but I mean, it's not down here affecting your circumstances and your flesh so much until you yield to what the Word says about circumstances. It's hard to have a good life when you can't pay your bills. You know what I mean? Or when you're hungry. That's not a good life. A good life is where He meets all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Actually, we're not talking about that today, though. We're talking about healing. Healing, healing. Hallelujah. Healing. It is God's will for you to be healed. There's no question about that. Jesus Himself bore that sickness and carried your diseases. And by His stripes, you were healed. And so that's the way you receive it at home. That's the way you receive your healing at home. You get a symptom of some sickness and disease. Don't think about the doctor first. Think about Jesus first. Jesus bore this for me. I am the healed. He bore my sin. He bore my sickness. He bore my disease. He is my Savior from sin. Savior from sickness. Savior from disease. Savior from poverty. How can I say all those things? Because all that stuff's in the curse. And Jesus bore the curse for me. You ought to find out what's in that curse. You've been delivered from all that. But I think you could safely say that everything bad is in that curse. After you read it, it says everything, every sickness, even if it's not listed in this curse, the Bible says it is under the curse. So today we're going to just take our liberty and take our freedom from sickness, disease. Glory to God. We are the healed. Say, I am the healed. Satan tries to take my health from me. But he's a defeated foe. Jesus whipped him. He whipped him badly. He's never gotten over it. I'm healed.
Come to these exciting meetings. Come to the 2011 Annual Word of Faith Conference, June 14th through 17th at the Word of Faith International Christian Center in Southfield, Michigan. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Pastor Terry Pearsons is speaking at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference at Canada Christian College, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, September 28th through 30th. Come November 10th through 12th to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis, stand in faith, and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. Order the Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit, available now for just $15. Start your journey to total healing and wellness with this 10-day spiritual action plan. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit online at kcm.org. Other ways to order include our toll-free number, 800-600-7395, or by writing to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
As long as I'm here, I'm going to be sickness-free, I'm going to be curse-free, I'm going to be prosperous and blessed. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Gloria, these are sisters, and this older girl is Rachel, and tell what the Lord did for you this morning.
Well, I've been sad for the last couple of months, and I tried to hide it, but it was really hard. And when I went to this meeting, then I was set free, and now I'm not sad anymore.
Yay! That's important! That's so important!
And this is her sister, Gracie. Tell what happened to you, Gracie.
We were walking to Super Kids Academy, and then the Lord told me, stop, go to Big Church. And I went to Big Church, and I've been having stomach pains for like the past 2 or 3 years, and I was healed from the stomach pain.
Hallelujah!
There it goes.
Holy God! That was great. Those were great testimonies. Thank you.
The Lord did a major work in our family, because with Rachel, I knew there was sadness and something that she was hanging on to. And as a mama, you know, you care for your children, but only God can do it. And he set her free from the burdens. He set her free.
I've been going through a lot of hard things over the past couple of years, and I've been really sad, and I had to let go of a lot of things that really meant a lot to me. And so, of course, I was just really sad. But this week, the Lord brought me healing, and the joy of the Lord is my strength now.
And then little Gracie, with her stomach pains. You know, we've been praying and believing God for to be set free from her stomach pains. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to the Lord. He did it. And praise God for Super Kids. But they said, Mama, we want to go to a big church. And he did it. We give him all the praise and the glory for it. And so grateful to Kenneth and Glory Copeland.
Kenneth Copeland rocks!
Kenneth Copeland rocks! I thought that was great. What a great thing to see two children turned on and healed and delivered. They'll never forget that. And today's message about spending time in prayer and believing God, that's how you get that way. That's how you get strong in the Lord. You talk to the Lord. You spend time in the Word. You believe the Word. You act on the Word. That's what those two sisters did in healing school that day. They got in an atmosphere of the Word, and they were healed. Just like their mother, you might be believing for your child to be healed from something. God wants that child well. He just has to have faith to work with. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So get in the meetings and get order your series on God's will is on divine health and healing and wellness. God wants you well. He wants your children well, your family well. He wants all of us well. We just have to find out about it. If we don't know that, we don't have faith for it. So you go to the Word of God and you find out what God says about your situation, whatever it is. And we want you to have this series. We don't want you to, I hope you never need to be healed. You don't wait, though, until cancer or something else comes. You take the Word of God and you believe God now and prevent the sickness and disease. Or if you have already been diagnosed, you can go to the Word of God in faith and be healed. The key to it is feeding on the healing scriptures. That's the Bible says that's our medicine. So we want to offer this healing and wellness package for you. It's a 10-day action plan. It'll help you get your faith moving. When you learn how to use your faith for healing, you'll also know how to use your faith for prosperity. And then we want to give you this little book, God's Prescription for Divine Health. God still heals today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you receive your healing right now from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Be healed in Jesus' name. Now you take it like those two little girls took it. You take it and say, I believe I receive it. I am healed, and begin to do what you couldn't do before. Join me tomorrow as we continue to have healing school. Glory to God. This is Gloria reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase this broadcast and other KCM products, go to kcm.org. You'll find extensive resources of faith-based teaching to help you find the answers you need. Have faith in God. Awaken your heart to Him and live in the blessing every day.